One day, our lives on this earth will be over. We don't like to think about that too much, but it's true. And it's time for a wake-up call. If you or I died tonight, would we be ready to face eternity? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called If You Died Tonight, Would You Be Ready for Eternity? And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you get ready. I remember one time a few years back, I had a week of travelling that was brutal. From Melbourne to Singapore to speak at a conference, then to Malaysia for a meeting, back to Singapore. And then instead of heading back to Melbourne where I lived, it was a direct flight to Adelaide, the capital of the state of South Australia. Now, this was back in my IT consulting days, and I used to travel a lot. And I kind of had my regular hotels in each city where I liked to stay. But on this particular trip to Adelaide, my regular hotel was booked out. The Formula One Grand Prix was in town, and so I was forced to stay at an unfamiliar hotel. Before I collapsed into bed that night, I ordered a 6 a.m. wake-up call, had some preparation to do before my client meeting at 8 a.m. in the morning. I will never forget receiving this wake-up call. It was pitch black in the room, the sharp ring of the phone. I woke in a complete daze and I had absolutely no idea where I was. Instead of rolling over to answer the phone, I jumped out of bed, skinned my shins on the coffee table. When I finally realised that a phone was ringing, I picked it up and I asked the receptionist what must have appeared the strangest question. I said to her, out of my daze, "I know this sounds really weird, but where am I? What city is this?" I can't begin to imagine what she was thinking. Yeah, but maybe she'd heard it all before. It had never happened to me before, and it's never happened to me since. All that travel and that work, the unfamiliar surroundings of that hotel room, I literally had absolutely no idea that morning where I was. And for a moment there, I had a real sense of panic. Where was I? Was there some plane that I should have been on that I'd missed? Was I in the right city? What day was it? It was a real sense of panic. I was completely disoriented. And I wonder how many people have that same sense in their lives today. They woke up this morning, probably in a familiar place physically, but in their hearts, as they kind of, as they look at their lives, they wake up and they head off to work or school or whatever it is they do, and they think, man, am I in the right place? Is this where I'm meant to be? Am I doing what I'm meant to be doing? Today on the program, I just feel that it's time for a wake-up call, a sharp sound like that telephone call. As disturbing as it may be, as disorienting and unsettling as it may be, today it's time for a wake-up call. Since the days of old, God has been sending people to call us back to Him. In the Old Testament, prophet after prophet came to speak to God's chosen people, Israel, but they were rejected. God sent John the Baptist in the first century. He was rejected. God sent His Son. He was crucified. Men and women have been rejecting the call of God, not just for centuries, but for millennia. It's a call of love. It's a call into the most wondrous and beautiful relationship. But most have rejected Him. I'm going to read to you now a passage, a chapter actually, from Matthew's Gospel. It's what Jesus said about our rejection of God and the consequences. Well, this is the word of God. This word is His wake-up call, the shrill sound of alarm. And while disorientating it may be, once we get our bearings, it is the sweetest call of all. Please listen to this with me. John chapter 11, verse 1. Now, when Jesus had finished instructing His 12 disciples, He went on from there to teach and proclaim His message in their cities. When John the Baptist heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and what you see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." They went away. Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John the Baptist. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who are wearing soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. This is a one about whom it was written, see, I am sending a messenger ahead of you who will prepare the way before you. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than even he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. Let anyone with ears listen. But to what will I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, we played the flute for you, and you didn't dance. We wailed, and you didn't mourn. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they said he has a demon. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and you've revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All these things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So what was Jesus ranting and raving about to all those cities? Simply this. He was saying, in effect, look, God sent you the prophets. God sent you John the Baptist. God sent you me. And look at all the miracles I've been doing. And still you haven't repented. Still you haven't turned back from your wicked ways to God. That's the wake-up call, because there are consequences. There is a day of judgment coming. That's the wake-up call. And today God has sent you, for better or for worse, he sent you me to say this. Wake up. A day of judgment is coming. It's not complicated. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be wise and intelligent, but simply to believe with the faith of a child and listen again to the alternative that Jesus presents to this horrible day of judgment. Just listen with me. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. It's not a bad alternative, is it? So here it is. Wake up. There's a life out there that God wants us to live. Wake up! Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we'd love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.